Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is Foreplay to Hash Wednesday, when kinky and perverted people put hash and hemp residue on their foreheads to proclaim their perversion. And we want to honor them tonight and have a little fun with it. Gonna start off with a band from the 80s from Washington, D.C., entitled... Well, the record is called Still Screaming. This is Scream. Came Without Warning. Go.
Thank you. convicted of theft when I slipped from the womb. They led me straight from my mother, she was still in the tomb. I was a Catholic boy, regime through pain, not through joy. They saw me for weeks, they thought they'd teach me fear. I fed them till my dreams, they gave me fine ideas when they cut me loose. The time that served me well. Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I got confirmation! I was a Catholic child. The blood ran red, the blood ran wild. Now I'm a Catholic man. I put my tongue to the rail whenever I can. Yeah.
Okay. We have one working CD player in here, so that means manually remove and reload each one, one at a time. However, I brought a lot of records, so that should be cool. Hello, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, who have sent greetings already, and we got some British stuff to play later, and all kinds of special treats for this Foreplay to Hash Wednesday show. And some other miscellaneous goodies I think you'll like. But right now we're going to play a local band from the Philadelphia area, the Betsy Spivak Band. They played the Radio Volta Benefit last November. And in the true Hash Wednesday spirit, this is Altar Boy and the Female Form.
Thank you.
Okay. Want to play a lot of special dedications. We're going to play a song for the people who think internet broadcasting is too obscene. And we're going to play a song for all of these holy Taliban clone assholes who are screaming and yelling about gay marriage and all that. But first, let's go back in time to an old Philadelphia band called Ruin. This is from a Philly compilation release called Get Off My Back. We'll play two tracks by Ruin, Proof and Love Dog. Play. Lord, make this work.
About how brilliant and how powerful deviant sexuality is.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ayatollah Ashcraft, head of the Justice Department, and we're going after all independent broadcasters. I'm going to handle my snake and do a ritual, talk to my Taliban friends, and go after all things obscene. Work with my friends in RIA, Recording Industry Association of America, and our friends from Clear Channel and Infinity, and work on cleaning up America. You heard Minor Threat doing In My Eyes. Chumbawamba did Homophobia, and that was from a split double CD. What first CD, Noam Chomsky Spoken Word, and the second, Chumbawamba Live. Ruin did Proof and Love Dog. Betsy Spivak Band did Altar Boy and Female Form. Bottom did Catholic Boy, from the Put Your Tongue to the Rail Philly compilation, and started off with Scream doing Came Without Warning and Bedlam. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, when nothing is technically fucked up or another show is preempting this one, as well as repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to me, write Rev. Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And there are some weddings coming up, including former crush and dear, dear friend Lady Simone, and that will be on March the 7th, unless it's change date, but at this point it's March the 7th. And possible wedding of Cindy from wildflowerdesire.com, but they have to travel and they don't know if they can do it. And possibly a gay guy from work who is so pissed off about all the recent brouhaha from Taliban clones about gay marriage that, even though this show conflicts with his ideas of, to use a children's word, spirituality, he's just pissed off enough to maybe do it with his significant other on this show, and that would be interesting and fun, and certainly the talk of work the next day, I'm sure. All of that is to come. Tonight is Foreplay to Hash Wednesday. Next week on The Reverend is In, what is democracy and diversity? Since we bash everything, the Bush regime, the American Christian Taliban, and their leaders, and all that's fucked up in the world, while celebrating fun stuff and music and humor and freakiness and sexual freedom and pleasures of life, and love and joy and happiness and peace and healing and whatever, we're going to talk about what is democracy and diversity, because those words are thrown around. People who do diversity and multicultural trainings in the Philadelphia area remain clueless, all but one that I know of, when it comes to issues of church, state, religion, imposing belief systems on others, and what's that word again? Santa Clausism. No, spirituality. So we're going to talk about what democracy actually is and what diversity actually is, because at right now, they're words whose meanings have become empty and just thrown around loosely. And in these times of the Bush regime and other dictatorships around the world, all of whom use words like freedom and democracy, we will discuss what they really are. So be prepared to hear about freedom, justice, democracy, and diversity as they really are. And in 2 weeks, once again, the wedding of Lady Simone, former crush, very close friend, and her hopefully not too shy fiancé for real. But before they do the real thing, they're going to get married on the show, the first ever Reverend Bookburn wedding. And flashing forward a little bit, in late March, a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, the anniversary of the 1972 Supreme Court victory that legalized birth control for non-married people, fought all the way to the Supreme Court successfully by Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.com, which paved the way for the 1973 decision legalizing abortion in the Roe versus Wade case. And we'll celebrate Right to Privacy Day like every other year that the show has been on. And flashing forward to April, we'll have Palm and Stroke Sunday, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. But tonight we're going to celebrate one segment of society that likes to be kinky and perverted in public. I am, of course, talking about the people who celebrate Hash Wednesday, and are going to do it this week. So you know that you can kind of giggle and wink and ask, was it good for you, when you see them with hash or hemp residue on their foreheads. Now, the Reverend has experimented before with past significant others, but I never did that ashtray on my face thing. And I will not judge another human for their version of consented pleasures with another fully grown human, but that seems like a bit much, but maybe these people are onto something that those of us who've never tried that have a clue about. But we'll be open-minded and say that we hope that all the kinks and perverts who are going to celebrate Hash Wednesday have a great time, and we'll have a little fun with that later in this show. Let's see, a little bit of news, and then I'm going to play a song for Hash Wednesday. Happy birthday to... Oh, this handwriting bites so bad. Susie Cream Cheese and the Mac Goddess. Happy birthday to both of you, and hopefully you will like the show. I think both are tuned in, so we'll play some special songs I know you'll like. And if you are celebrating Hash Wednesday in advance, here's a little thing you can play with while you're listening to the tunes and the talk on the show. It is Liquid Man, and you can drag around Liquid Man, and I know a Dom who will love this, with your computer mouse. Liquid Man is, of course, made of liquid and will follow you wherever you lead him with your mouse. He is at Neen, N-E-E-N, neen.org/demo/Klinger, with a C, dot SWF, and that will be on the playlist if you don't care to explore that now. And if you wrote and asked for the playlist, the notoriously long show summary and playlist of all the songs and all the links, then write and say that you're not getting it, especially if you're on one of those El Fascisto web servers that has been blocking people from receiving the Reverend's emails. Let's see. Well, one of the more interesting items sent by you this week was on the George W. Numbnuts Bush and abortion story. And this is fair game, because they're already trying to do that with Kerry and saying he protested with Jane Fonda against the Vietnam War. So the people who worship that bad impersonation of Forrest Gump, Bush, have already made the rules, which is that the past is fair game. And even though there is virtually nothing wrong with abortion, even in the pre-Roe versus Wade days, in fact, the people who assisted women with getting abortions before it was legal, the Jane Service and Bill Baird and his group, are, in the mind of this reverend, heroes of this continent in these modern times. However, we like to point out the hypocrisies of the far, far right and people like George W. Numbnuts Bush. And if this Bush abortion story is true, we are going to proclaim it far and wide and throughout cyberspace and every place. Hopefully posters all over the nation. The story so far is at the Larry Flynn webpage, which is Larry Flynt, F-L-Y-N-T, LarryFlynt.com, who is breaking the story as we speak, as of this week, and finding the cast of characters involved in the early 70s abortion of a woman impregnated by George W. Bush and transported and financed by George W. Bush when she got the abortion. And it's also at one of the Bush websites. The word the is in it. TheThiefInChief.com. And then you want to check, you want to click on Real Information. And if you want to have a little bit of fun with this new idiotic cult movie by Mel Gibson, go to landoverbaptist.org for Passion of the Christ article, which is hilarious. And, speaking of funny, and W. Numbnuts Bush, defusing AWOL gate at whitehouse.org. And you can also get some good stickers and some George W. Bush thongs. Something you want to look at before you eat, to be sure. Both at whitehouse.org. All right. No more plugging for now. Already sick of talking. I forgot to give a link last week for Police Pursuit, but I'll do that later. And if you're in the LA area and want to be a movie extra in the movie Beholder, go to Beholder.com and let them know, Beholder.com, for the Heart of the Beholder film. Looking for extras in the L.A. area, and this woman is going through all kinds of shit from all these cult types, probably the same ones who are creaming all over their tickets to see the new Mel Gibson movie. She's getting threats, an extraordinary number of viruses and worms, similar to this show a year or two ago. So, we're going to support this movie, Beholder.com. Okay. Enough plugging for now. Let's play the only Hash song I could find. It's from the British version of the 60s play called Hair, the London Cast album. So this is called Fresh Hair. It's the second half of a double track, so you have to go through the first song first. So don't get too whiny. I know you went through a big ordeal with two nights of love night, but the Reverend will make it up to you. So first is Washing the World, and the second is Hashish from Hair. Lord, make this record player work.
What? man.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Get to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Smiling, said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming in Los Angeles. Bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, it's far out, man. I don't know if you, like how many of you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz, right? Can you dig it? Man, there's supposed to be 1.5 million people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah, a lot of freaks.
Test.
Well, that's his move, that's the music, and the groove, that's all. All the goddamn tears carry on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sha-na-na, Harold, turn up the mic.
Give me an F! Give me a U! Give me a C! Give me a K! What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell?
Well, come on, all of you big strong men, Uncle Sam needs your help again.
Okay. Wanna play a song for the kinky people who are going to have hash, hemp, or ashes on their foreheads. We celebrate them. We do not judge them for their kinky lifestyles. And, in fact, we help them celebrate. And to do so, we will play them the following song by Kinky Friedman. This song is entitled Kinky. Play.
I'm going to send this little booger out to all you boys up in New York. Now, you mean little booger sometimes, but we can't do without you. We hope you enjoyed it. It's a real nice little love ballad. All right? And it goes something like this.
Bye. Let us pray. Lord, we know we've asked you to help the suffering, the plight of people going through such terrible things in this world. But we want to ask you to help another group of people. People whose suffering and anguish knows no bounds. I'm talking about the people who went through two nights of love night. Songs about emotions and personal things from a number of genres. And yes, horror of horrors. Even songs that were heard by more than 10 people. Lord, please restore these people. Give them the strength to survive. Give them the peace and healing that has come out of this show. The magic and the miracles that has reached the rehabilitated priests and others who have benefited. Please give them comfort and relief. Please make their plight diminish. And please help them to heal so that they can go forward. They can pull themselves out of their agony and move forward once again. Please, Lord, we ask thee. They went through two nights of hearing love songs and a reading from the big love book. Lord, please help them. And please help this ministry and this broadcast to help make things right once again as they plead for the old kind of shocking and wilder shows. Lord, let it make things right to make it up to them by playing from the first release by Nashville Pussy, from the Let Them Eat Pussy recording. It's their first release, so I don't think too many people heard it or bought it. So it shouldn't be too big a record. Let's play them a song and hope that the wounds heal, that the trauma subsides, and that they can once more become productive members of our species and heal and go forth. Rejuvenated and restored. This is our offering. Nashville Pussy from the Let Them Eat Pussy CD. Eat my dust. Thank you, Lord. Lord, make this fucking thing work.
Here it is, 3 8 2 9 8.
you heard Nashville Pussy doing Eat My Dust and Fried Chicken and Coffee. Before that, The Prisoners did Imagine. 45 Grave did the song 45 Grave. Kinky Friedman did Kinky. Country Joe McDonald did The Fish Cheer. Sha Na Na did At the Hop. Arlo Guthrie did Coming into Los Angeles, and started off with two tracks from the soundtrack of the London version of Hair, Washing the World and Hashish. Happy Foreplay to Hash Wednesday. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight, again, the theme is Foreplay to Hash Wednesday. And let me know if you're sitting there playing around with that Liquid Man thing and making him do all kinds of funny moves and all that kind of fun. We're playing Nashville Pussy in the background to make up for all the people who suffered through two nights of Love Night and heard music other people heard of before. Well, I might make jokes and make fun, but you are largely getting your way tonight, so be happy. Alright, some events coming up in this area, in beautiful Philadelphia. A Mercury hearing this Wednesday, February 25th, because the EPA is weakening the safeguards against mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants, which is extremely toxic, especially to children. The Mercury hearing is this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 10 or so at the Wyndham at Franklin Plaza, 17th and Race. And more info can be sent to you by email if you want all this stuff in detail. An old speech by the late Abby Hoffman is now at Radio 4 All, and they used the numeral 4 in the address, radio4all.net. Abby Hoffman speaking at Rutgers University at a student activist gathering in 1988. And if you can't find it, go into search and then type in Abby Hoffman. This is too long to read, so if you want an article from Brazil on the Samba group, who has to tone down their message of safer sex at the traditional Rio Carnival because prosecutors threaten them because their message is too explicit. Info on the Great Samba group by email, and the threats from local prosecutors who clearly have nothing better to do and no real cases to pursue. They have to pursue a safer sex group. Okay, what is happening with internet broadcasting? Is it total fascism yet? Is it total Patriot Act? Is it total RIA and FCC fascism yet? No, it's premature to panic, although some broadcasters and outlets are ready to panic. But if you want to keep up with the latest, it's probably going to be shit can, because it is freedom. And as George W. Numbnuts Bush said on September 11, 2001, they hate our freedom. What he didn't say was that he was referring to his own regime and the people who shape its policies and their corporate entertainment friends as well. They hate the freedom. And you can be updated about that hate, as well as the attacks of freedom, including cyber broadcasting, at reclaimthemedia.org. And that's pretty up to date. But too early to panic, and this show will go on for as long as possible. Some people, and definitely those without genitals, will definitely pack and run, but the show will go as long as there is a stream going out that is willing to broadcast it. And speaking of, Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Injustice Department. There was a great article and cartoon at an Arizona University's newspaper, the Daily Wildcat. And you can get this by email. The link is too long, and the Reverend is always reading these big, long links. The article is entitled, Bleed American, Ashcroft's Medical Priorities Are Misguided, by Jennifer Kurzman, as well as the cartoon on John Ashcroft shit-canning freedom. What else is happening? More funny Bush and Dickless Cheney graphics at dangfunnypolitics.com/warpresident.html. A good article at workingforchange.com called Criminal Dissent. And also, if one clicks on the activism link, John Ashcroft, stay out of our medical records. And there's even a way to action from that site, I guess, where to send emails or letters or that kind of thing. Workingforchange.com, the article Criminal Dissent, and then on the activism link, information and action regarding John Ashcroft, stay out of our medical records. Alright. What else is happening? Al Giordano is back. His website is back up again, providing independent coverage of what goes on in Latin America at narconews.com, spelled with a C, narconews.com. And when we were doing the anti-tribute to President's Day, I forgot to plug the cards that are called Bush cards that are trading, that are playing cards, and also a classic and very cheap. Bushcards.com. For good prankage, or to send sex workers or dancers to America's Al-Qaeda, the vicious harassers of Philadelphia area women's clinics from the Columbus, New Jersey Baptist Church, go to columbusbaptistchurch.org and make sure it's harmless and funny. What else? From Ms. Terry. Another link of hers. Ms. Terry is from RadioLeft.com, and she has the Bush horoscope, which is pretty funny. And if you want to take action to save Medicare, go to MoveOn.org. It's from an action alert, so if it's not on their website, then I'll just mail this for you, the latest on the Bush regime's attacks on Medicare. This is too funny. This is from TheOnion.com. A guy from work wanted to contribute to the show, so he printed out the Onion's horoscope. And it's pretty funny. If you're going to indulge in irrational belief systems, The Onion is a good place to start. TheOnion.com. And let's see. Since the Reverend is Aries and it's always listed first, we'll start with that. Everything has to start somewhere, in spite of what you claim happened. The enraged bull elephant couldn't have just come out of nowhere. And let's see. Who else is around? DJ Samantha, what is your astrological sign? Libra? Alright, that's on here. The page is cut off, but Libra's on here. Libra, relax. You're not the first person to pray for help with your diet, only to have a jealous god send visions of delicious creamy fudge. Okay, I forget what Hippie John is. And somebody is Cancer, I forget who, but here's Cancer. You're easy to talk to once people get to know you, but holding your personal audiences on a throne of bloody skulls tends to put them off at first. And Sagittarius. Remember that everyone has embarrassing moments, although it's true what you say. Theirs don't last for 9 years. Alright, and the page cuts off for Pisces, so if you're Pisces, I can't read it anyway. That is from theonion.com, and that is frequently updated. All right, do we have people to make fart sounds? Can you give a yell into that room? Is she still in there? All right, is anybody... All right, there's one working CD player, and it does not recognize these homemade CDs, including the one that has Ms. Terry's Dr. Laura Hoare track, immediately followed by the recorded by Marlon, the great engineer, pre-recorded fart sounds for that special time when we present the Asshole of the Week awards. And there are two runner-ups. However, Independent Media Center of Philadelphia's finest, DJ Samantha, is here, returning once again, and she's a spitter. That's not a bad thing. And she has graciously offered to return and help with these essential awards. Let me unwrap this from around this pole. Alright, that's as untangled as it's going to get. Okay, are you ready? Let me hear a good thing. I love that. Okay, one more good one, and then we'll start the runner-ups. Take a deep breath first, like, you know. All right. That was DJ Samantha giving a fart sound for the first runner-up, and the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Hutton Gibson, father of cult filmmaker Mel Gibson, also a racist, an anti-Semite, who has just days ago said in an interview that the Holocaust of Nazi Germany was, quote, mostly fiction. That's right. Hutton Gibson said it was mostly fiction, so he is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Okay. There's more. There's two more people. All right. Second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Alabama Attorney General William Pryor, who was installed by George W. Numbnuts Enron Ho, corporate stooge, war criminal, cokehead, abortion payer for as recently outed Bush, circumventing democracy and installing him during a recess session of the Senate, installing this Taliban clone, anti-abortion, homophobic, and bigot, William Pryor, to U.S. Appeals Court judge position, a Taliban clone, information at People for the American Way, PFAW.org. Alabama Attorney General William Pryor, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that brings us to that very special someone. Sunday, February 22nd, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is U.S. Attorney Michael Druniak. Michael Druniak showed up at this civic building or municipal building, whatever it's called, in Jersey City, New Jersey, with a search warrant and a lot of his fellow Gestapo, and removed hundreds of thousands of birth certificates with the full cooperation of the local buffoonery, both of whom confirmed that this act had occurred, the local municipal goons, as well as U.S. Attorney Michael Druniak and his fellow Gestapo agents, but have provided no explanation. They simply showed up with a search warrant and seized hundreds of thousands of birth certificates. So, U.S. Attorney Michael Druniak, you are
asshole of the week. That was your best. Thank you, DJ Samantha from Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media Center, phillyimc.org, for bailing us out and providing live art sounds for these very special awards. Alright, yeah, we announced the songs. Alright, so that's Asshole of the Week for this week. And again, next week is What is Democracy and What is Diversity? And we will even talk about such concepts as freedom and justice. And I am definitely talked out for now. So, let's see. Send you to paulkrasner.com. Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R. paulkrasner.com for his great books and CDs. And what else? Alright, once again, in case you're celebrating Hash Wednesday too much and you want to play with the Liquid Man is at neen.org/demo/clinger.swf, and you can play with the Liquid Man while you're celebrating Hash Wednesday, or the foreplay to Hash Wednesday. But, and if the show is repeat broadcasted without technical fuck-ups at atheistnetwork.com, you can hear this show repeated on Hash Wednesday, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. East Coast Time, USA. Let's play a song for the great Kenny, who is an immeasurable source of assistance and support to the show from wherever you're from. This is The Vapors, Turning Japanese. Lord, make this machine work.
Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Okay, let's do another celebration of Hash Wednesday. This is also a classic from Joe's Garage. And there's a lot of great stuff. A Little Green Rosetta. So many that's great. But on this special occasion, we have to play what's appropriate for Hash Wednesday from Joe's Garage. This is Frank Zappa. Play.
Mamas ever seem to know bunny.
With a tongue like a cow, she can make you go wow.
Woody, Bobby, Woody, right away. And that's the way they go. Every day, whenever their mamas take them to a show.
Up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak as the squeakers do. I've got to let go with a ho 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 and a ha 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 ho 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 too. I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. The more I'm a merrier me.
We'll be right back.
You heard the Damned doing White Rabbit. Before that, from the Mary Poppins soundtrack, I Love to Laugh. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls from Joe's Garage. 27 did Warm Hands, Cold Heart. And started off with The Vapors, Turning Japanese. This is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Foreplay to Hash Wednesday. Happy celebrating to all kinks and perverts who are going to put hash residue and hemp ash or otherwise turn their faces into ashtrays and miscellaneous. other things and probably show up at their workplaces and schools, which is even more hilarious. So just be nice, be friendly, don't judge them for their perversion. And if you're curious, ask them if they enjoyed their kinky act. I'm sure they will be happy to share that with you. And speaking of perversion and kink, at the Dr. Susan Block webpage, drsusanblock.com, her editorial, Janet Jackson Boob Tube Super Bowl, which is a classic, and in Dr. Susie News, a TV channel in Israel called EGO, figures Dr. Susie would be on the Ego channel. They are broadcasting her a Dr. Susie marathon, 5 shows a night. This is a trip. I don't know if the Reverend's show will be on that. The Reverend was a live guest in November 2002. And it was a classic, but then again, all of her shows are. And they regularly air her show as well. And it's translated into multiple languages. And I have a feeling this is going to be the key to peace in the Middle East. I know nobody watching that show is going to want to hurt anybody else. Au contraire, they will be desiring giving pleasure instead of fighting and pain and all that kind of shit. Dr. Susie was also on KABC News in California on female sexuality. And her last show, happily married porn couple Nicole Sheridan and her husband Voodoo. Oh, there's an attachment now. Not an attachment, an addendum to the Janet Jackson editorial, which is a classic. She wrote a little blurb about a woman from the 1400s from France. It says, I guess a role model for Janet Jackson. She said, Agnes Sorel of the 1400s was mistress to King Charles VII, and her style was to show one boob. All of this at drsusanblock.com. Let's see. That was pretty much everything that I had to plug. Let's see. Please support Steve Cubby, the medical marijuana exile in Canada, who was ordered back at Cubby, KUBBY.com. We've delivered for 4 or 5 other people. Let's support him and get a significant number of people to support this and get the word out. KUBBY.com. Sacred sex toys, including the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo and the Baby Jesus Butt Plug and other fine products from Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. Jello Biafra, spoken word, and various musical releases by numerous artists, benefit recordings and compilations at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. Joe Keithley's book and DOA re-releases and videos at suddendeath.com. ECP, emergency contraception information that is tightening up amidst Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban's restricting of information can be available and spread to others from abortionaccess.org. Bill Baird and the Pro-Choice League from ProChoiceLeague.com, LegalInformationACLU.org. And if you're a recording artist or a band or whatever, and you want to donate a song to the Bands Against Bush compilation that is forthcoming, go to PunkVoter.com or BandsAgainstBush.com. And don't go to this until after the show is over, because it makes like a song in the background. But if you want to see police pursuit, and this would be of interest to bikers like Marlon, the great engineer, and you want to see the police pursuit, go to Buzz Kirtley, Buzz, K-I-R-T-L-E-Y, buzzkirtley.com/pursuit. All right, close to the end. So next week is What is Democracy and Diversity? In 2 weeks, Lady Simone's wedding, former crush and dear, dear friend, and I can't wait. Later in March, Right to Privacy Day, and in April, Palm and Stroke Sunday, Easter, What Some People Will Do to Get Nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. All right, We'll do the credits and play some final tunes. Hello, Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless crew of friends who have been sending us messages. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to tonight's foreplay, the Hash Wednesday show. Kenny, Amoebich, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon the Great Engineer, Edward Gold, Lobo Red, Lady Simone, also future bride probably, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Diana Roger, Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless gang of chatters, Abby, Sister Anne Marie, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R., the independent media researcher, Bipolar Bear, Natalie, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, Allison, Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, the coffee goddesses, who woke me up this morning, Dark Lady and her honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro Choice League, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, and possible future live guest, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, the Lisa Bouchel Band, the Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We remember you, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that broadcast this show, Dallas Blanchard, bookburners everywhere, and most of all, to all kinky humans and perverts who are going to celebrate Hash Wednesday by putting Hash Residue on their foreheads, we salute you, and we hope you enjoy tonight's show, and we hope the people who suffered through two nights of Love Night before and after Valentine's Day are just a little bit closer to healing, and maybe a final track or two will help further that cause of healing. You're hearing the Damned in the background, but we're going to turn that off so we can play Red Cross. So if you want the playlist or give feedback or heckling if it's interesting or entertaining, or if you want to send cartoons or perverted stuff from the Hash Wednesday crowd, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And next week is What is Democracy and What is Diversity? This is Red Cross doing Puss in Boots. Play.
Now you're walking just like a pepper tall. Well, go ahead now. Yeah.
This is the Hour of Slack on the Atheist Radio Network.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah.